talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Booper Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniels Video Productions.
And it's Tuesday, May 31st, 2011. And if this was the Wedding Tips radio show, this would be Volume 1, Chapter 14. But we're changing things up. So this is going to be Volume 1, Chapter 1.
I don't think... I think we should just continue with...
You want to keep...
Yeah, the number.
The number?
How come I can't... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I think we should just continue. It doesn't matter if it's the wedding show or...
So it's just that it's us.
Yeah.
So it's Chapter 14.
We're still here.
Okay, so it's Chapter
14. High and dry.
High and dry. But we're going to call this the R&D radio show. Now, R&D is usually research and development.
And we're still researching the R, but as of right now, it's research and discussion.
Research and discussion. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Research and discussion. This is the R&D radio show. And can you hear now? Okay. And you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. Or online at www.1110wccmam.com. And if you want to email us, if you're shy...
Or timid,
you can email us at tips@booper.com. And we have a couple of guests here. We have John and Gina. John is... Go ahead, Dan. Tell us who John is.
John Selinsky. He's a plumber. And Gina Trenholm is his helper.
Ah, okay.
And we have them in here. We're going to be discussing, among other things, plumbing.
Plumbing, okay. When we need a plumber, when we should call a plumber.
And when you should call a plumber before it's too late.
Okay. John and Gina, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. You can reach us by phone at 978-687-8005 or toll free. 877-687-8005. And again, if you want to email us, just email us at tips@booper.com.
Gina's having a problem with the microphone over there. So if you're hearing any foreign sounds. You got it there, Gina?
Yeah.
No, that's...
got a weak, weak spring. There we go.
That's what it is.
How's that?
Okay, better.
Now just
tilt it up a bit.
Right.
There we go. Now Gina's all set. And you can always listen to any of our shows online anytime on our podcast. Just go to www.booper.com blog. The Wedding Tips blog is there, and now there's the R&D radio show blog that you can listen to any of our R&D shows. Mr. Bruce Arnold is on vacation. I hope he is enjoying himself. We have Mr. Lou Blasi with us today. Hello,
Lou.
Good
morning, Lou. Guys. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lou.
Lou is controlling the board for us.
Where did Bruce go? Do we know?
Probably went back to Lynn.
Nice.
No, the
nice.
Revere Beach.
Revere Beach. Oh, yeah. that's
Revere Beach.
Yeah, well, that's or maybe he went to Marblehead Beach. Revere Beach is going one way. Marblehead is the other way. So, I'd go to Marblehead if I was.
Right.
Just stay away from Carson Beach. I don't know if you heard about that.
No, I didn't.
I'm sure. Well, I'm surprised you didn't.
What happened?
Past 3 days, the state police had to go down there, break up over 1,000 kids waiting to watch a gang fight.
Wow.
Yeah, Carson Beach in South Boston.
Punks.
I think it was the past 3 days. Yeah.
These damn punks these days.
I don't know.
But anyway, it's a beautiful day out there.
It is.
And I'd like to finally say that Mount Loop is completely gone.
Yes, it is now Mount Dirt, if you saw it in the
No, it's completely cleaned up. They did a good job.
Oh, they got rid of the dirt?
There are a couple little wet spots left, but I don't see nothing down there. It looks like maybe they probably pressure washed it or something like that, you know?
Speaking of wet spots, if you get up this morning and you see a wet spot, you'd probably want to call John. So that's a good lead
yes,
in there.
That's
Thank
right.
you so much.
That's absolutely right. John, did we interrupt any job that you're working on right now?
We're just doing a new build over at the one now. We're building a new house over there and doing the plumbing inside that place.
You prefer the new plumbing over the old stuff?
It's not really a preference. It's just a matter of who calls and what the priorities are.
Right.
If it was something where somebody didn't have any hot water or they had no no heat or something like that. Not now with the warm weather, of course. But
now, is that like the number one plumbing problem, hot water?
No, I wouldn't say. No, I wouldn't say that's the number one problem. I would say probably, in the grand scheme of things, I would say that there's more service work that needs to be done than anything major. Those units, typically, when you have them installed, they're good from anywhere from 5 to 10 years. So,
Except in Haverhill. Except, are you aware of that?
No.
In Haverhill, the water pressure is so high, and I think there's so much minerals in the water. I don't think anybody's water heater lasts anywhere near 10 years.
Really?
Real? Oh, it's bad, yeah.
You do any work in Haverhill, John?
Yeah, we do. Haverhill has its own set of ordinances. They have city ordinances as well. We have guidelines through the State Board of Examiners in Massachusetts that gives us codes, rules, and regulations for things. And the town of Haverhill has its own specific criteria when it comes to tying in potable water, which is drinking water or bathing water in a home. They require anything actually over 75 pounds in Massachusetts requires a pressure reducing valve anyway. And you find that, and Haverhill incidentally also requires a check valve, a dual check on their water mains to protect the some backflow prevention is what it is basically for the whole home.
Huh. So, interesting.
Because I know my son lives in and I live in Bradford. He lives in Bradford, which is part of Haverhill. And they had to put a back pressure reducer.
Right.
A reducer, because when he used to shut the water off, the pipes would ba-ba-bang, you know, and they had a...
Well, some of the other common problems that come along with that is that you'll find that anything that has a pressure relief valve on it, so a boiler, a hot water heater, even toilets, they don't have a backflow preventer on them, but they'll surge. So if you have too much pressure, if you have a surge in pressure inside the line, those valves will discharge water, emit water from them. And toilets will actually turn on and shut off on their own when you have that surge of pressure. So that's the reason why they put that pressure-reducing valve on them.
So if you're sleeping and all of a sudden you hear the toilet flush, you think the house is haunted, but it could be the pressure on you.
Right.
It could be. It could be too much pressure, yeah.
Or you get a bad plumber.
Ooh.
You know what? I just noticed something that's kind of disturbing me a little bit. And I know it's beautiful outside and all that. And here you are in your Bruins T-shirt. You look great. Clearly, it's brand new. Where'd you get that?
BJ's.
Nice.
$9.99.
But he's sitting here in shorts and bare feet. I'd like to call you Bilbo, but you're too tall.
Well, Dan, I like to be comfortable when I'm doing this show.
You know what? You look very comfortable.
I have to stay calm when I'm with you.
But please,
you know
with those shorts on, can you close your legs?
Now, Dan.
All right, where were we?
Always hitting below the belt.
Sorry about that.
We were talking to John, who was giving us some great information here about...
So what does Gina do? Gina, what do you do? Grab a pipe?
Yep.
Grab a wrench? Mm-hmm. Are you learning anything?
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing you've done?
She's actually come a long way. She really has. She's a little bit modest when it comes to her abilities to do things, but she's, you know, she can put a garbage disposal in. She's starting to solder.
Really?
Right.
You getting good at it?
Not the soldering.
Why not?
Because I only did it a couple times.
Are you practicing? Does she practice
stuff? She practices in areas where we know that we can, if we have an issue with it, something that's not inside the wall, something that might be downstairs in the basement that's exposed, or something that's on a heating system that we can, you know, repair relatively easily.
And do you use Flex and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What is Flex, Gina? she's all red and she's scared. Will you relax?
What are you, the examiner? I mean, are you grilling her for her license, or?
No, I think it's great. I think it's great that she's helping out.
Are you an apprentice? Is that what it is?
Or yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. There'll be, you know what, I realize she's your niece, isn't she?
Well, I didn't want, now I know you didn't want it. Now the cat's out of the bag.
Now the cat's out of the
bag.
Yes,
she is. That's why I'm picking on her, actually.
I know that. But she could be like that commercial where the guy goes outside and he sees the beautiful plumber carrying in her tools to go next door to fix some plumbing. And he goes and it's for a Kohler toilet that the commercials, and he's dumping everything down the toilet trying to clog it up, and it's a Kohler and it doesn't clog.
A great commercial would be the guy bringing the tools in and someone like Gina saying, hey, hand me that wrench.
That would be good. There we go. Then we can make a commercial for him.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hand me that wrench.
Daniel's video. It, Gina, we'll do your it. Commercial.
She actually carries wrench. All the tools in with the exception of the toolbox, my toolbox, because it weighs more than she does. So.
Yeah, well, we just bought a new stove. And now that we bought the new stove, now I want to get out my whole pantry and redo it. So that we're in the process of doing that. But we got the stove in, and he had Gina going, she not even like a... You know, oh, geez, not again. Right out the door, down the stairs. Yeah, yeah. Grabbed what she had to get and came up with the right tool every time.
So you got a licensed plumber.
Yes.
See, this is like electricity. You need an electrician.
Yes, very important, folks.
It's not a hot.
Don't be playing with the gas on your own. John, you got a little lesson to give here?
There's a lot more involved to gas piping than most people think. Most people think that you're just going to take a couple of pieces of pipe and you're going to screw them together and everything is going to work fine. But there are volumes and velocities that play a part in how well something operates or doesn't operate. For instance, if you tie onto an existing line that's too small and you add something on it that requires many more BTUs than the line's capable of supplying, the pilots will go out on it or... you won't even be able to get the appliance to operate properly. So it's not something that you can just take for granted and say, well, there's a half-inch line here, and we're going to tie onto that half-inch line, and that's going to work, because it won't.
Now, does it work the other way, too? Can you have too much going in, or is it really just...
No, you really only... It doesn't make any difference what size... it matters what size the main is. It has to be at least a minimum to be able to make everything function in the home, but... If you required enough gas for three appliances and you made it large enough to be able to handle four or five appliances, it wouldn't make any difference because you're only going to use what you need through the main.
Now so you just said, because this rang a bell in my head, because I have a heating system at home, and earlier this year the heating system heats up and it causes the thermostat to kick on, which causes the fan to turn on and blow the hot air up to the house. What happened was this thermostat, which is a coil that as it heats up, the coil, what causes the coil to turn, which throws this switch, and that got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to replace that. And while he was looking at my furnace, he said the furnace was too big for my house.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of, is that, he says, and that's why the fan kept kicking off, but I've never had a problem till that sticking point.
Sometimes when you oversize, if you oversize your heating equipment, it can be, especially today with the energy efficiency of the products that they have out there today, 90%, 95% efficient. If you do oversize something, you'll get what they call a short cycle, whether it be hydronic or whether it be warm air. It'll run for a short fashion of time and then shut off, and run for a short fashion of time and shut off. And that's not really where you get your efficiency from. So you can oversize something. Air conditioning is probably actually even worse when you do that, because you'll freeze the coils and stuff like that. So
yeah, I mean, this is not an efficient heater. This heater is over 20 years old.
Uh-huh.
It's been there. I mean, it was just put in when we got the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been there over 20 years now. But that's... it's not an efficient heater, I can tell you that, because it is that old. If anybody has a question for John or Gina, please don't be shy. Call in 978-687-8005 if you're out of the area. 877-687-8005. If you have a question and you don't want to call in, just email us at tips@bupa.com. We don't have any questions.
I got a text message from someone. Who I know, his name is Patrick McDonald, and
does he have a farm?
we kind of kid around with him. He's a good kid. He's a good kid, but he actually has a question for Gina, and he wants to know, Gina, are you getting plumber's crack yet?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Like I said, Dan, always below the belt.
Well, anyway, I got a. I found this online. It's a top 10 plumbing mistakes that I'm going to throw at John and Gina and see what their thoughts are about each one. That'll give us something to discuss.
You're really looking to be the examiner today, aren't you? I mean,
well, I thought it would be a good idea to have something to throw. I mean, you can join in too.
Remember, they're plumbers. They may have something bigger to throw back.
I'll find this water shut off or else.
Yeah, that's right. We had to forget something or we wouldn't be plumbers.
Right. All right, number 10, Johnny, is trying to solder... the top 10 mistakes you can make. Trying to solder pipes with water still dripping or just trying to solder if you have never tried it. Obviously, that's a mistake. Now, why when water is still in it?
When you solder with a torch, first of all, when you prep the fittings and stuff to be able to solder, you clean them. You take whatever oxidation there is in the copper off of it. The flux is an acid, and what that acid does is it keeps all the impurities out of that copper until it reaches a certain temperature, and then you have capillary attraction where the heat sucks the solder into the fitting, and that's how it becomes bonded together. If you have water inside the copper when you're soldering it, you'll never achieve the temperature you need necessary in order for you to be able to solder it, because as you're heating and the water's running through it, it's continuously cooling it, and then you wind up burning the fitting and the solder never takes, and when you turn the water on, you got a leak and you can't figure out why.
Wow, makes sense.
It's like if you take a paper cup
and
you have a campfire and you put the paper cup in there, the paper cup won't burn if there's water in it until the water all...
evaporated, right.
Yeah.
My proudest moment as a homeowner was my first watertight solder. And trust me, it didn't come easy.
Nice.
And you do, I mean, it comes with experience, you know, because a lot of times, I mean, depending on the person, not everybody, they like to wipe their joints and make them look neat and clean. And, you know, incidentally, the green stuff that you see on tubing doesn't necessarily always mean that it's corrosion. That could be a byproduct of the flux that's left over after you solder, and you never wipe that off.
Yeah.
So.
And now, if you have a problem, you can always hire Gina. All right, number 9. Reusing old supply lines and P-traps made of metal. I have no idea what that means.
The supply lines are typically, you can get them with different finishes on them. You can get them in what we consider to be rough brass or whatever would be copper, just a copper finish. You can get them in chrome. You can get them in brushed nickel. You can get them in polished brass, any number of different finishes. When you reuse metal, depending on who put it in and how tight they tightened it, they have what they call a ground joint seal to the tops that mount to the faucet. And basically they're beveled. And when you tighten them in, the compression action between the two metals is what makes the seal. It's always recommended that you take a little bit of pipe dope and you put a little bit of pipe dope on the top of it when you're making the connections on them.
I know a little bit about pipe dope. No, that's just a joke. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I had to say
that. Of course
that.
He does. He has some on the tip of his nose. You see it?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So anyway, the thing is with that is that if you're going to use an older supply, it won't necessarily fit with whatever you have that's new. Some of the newer supplies that come with the faucets actually have their own 3/8 supply lines with them that you connect right to the valve. So you always need to, if you're going to reuse something that's older like that, it's recommended to put something new. But if you, because they're really inexpensive parts, they're not parts that are going to cost a considerable amount of money.
If you have a copper pipe that you want to paint, do you need to get the oxidation off the copper first before you paint it, or can you paint over that?
No, I would probably prepare the surface if I was going to paint something, you know.
Okay, number 8 is asking how to at Home Depot or Lowe's.
Okay. Home Depot, there are some people that work there that are a wealth of information. They are professional tradespeople that may be retired or may have fallen on difficult times or something like that, or maybe not looking for any responsibility, maybe looking for some type of retirement package or benefit package. And you can find some people that really are helpful there that could lead you in the right direction. But let's not forget, everybody you come in contact with there is not a professional, not somebody who's worked in the field and somebody who's just a salesman. They give you their opinion on something, and it may not work. So
why do people always rag on places like Home Depot, Lowe's?
Because they're the big guys.
The big guys can kind of weeding out the little guys.
It's like, you know, why do we have pictures of shoppers at Walmart? You know?
Right, right.
Because it's Walmart. Because
I like going to Home Depot and Lowe's.
Well, Don't forget the local guy. Support your local.
Absolutely, you absolutely. Like, but sometimes it's easy to just pull into the parking lot there and go in. And just most of the time I walk in and walk out with nothing.
See, I'm lucky. Around the corner from my house, I walk down the bottom of the hill where the Roma is. This is Arthur Shops Hardware. You know how many times that guy has saved my life by being
absolutely
there?
But you went in there for a purpose. Now, you can go into Home Depot not intending to buy anything and feel okay walking out where you go into a place like that and, can I help you, sir?
Yeah, but
and then when you feel guilty walking out with
it? I actually feel just the opposite about it. I think that the people that are in the mom-and-pop places that have been around a long time are much more informed about the different things.
Oh, they're definitely informed. I'm not saying that, but you can walk into Home Depot just to go look around and get ideas about something and not worry about walking out and saying, hey.
So let me ask you something.
Thanks a lot.
Do you walk into the Moolahs and Shaws and just walk around and say, oh, there's a nice lobster. There's some nice
here
ham.
We go.
There's always a bone of discontention with the larger stores like the Home Depots.
You can't do that at a supermarket. You go into a supermarket, you're going in to buy food. I'm talking about you go into, like, say you're planning a project. You go in there and get ideas.
Yeah, they give you ideas on how easy it is to change a light or something until you get electrocuted.
No, I'm not asking them for ideas. I'm just looking around and looking at the different maybe lightings or you know, different ideas to build. So don't be sitting there with that grin on your face around. You got something on your mind. Close those legs. All right, we're going to go to the next one. All right. Buying an assortment of fittings so you have enough parts. Tip, take off your faucet or fixture and bring the parts that will be connecting to the store and make sure you have the proper connections and lines. Did I read that so it made sense?
That's the cue for the professional stores
right.
around for them to say, this is a homeowner that doesn't know he's paying list price for it.
Right.
So no, when you go to I'm not putting down the little guys, believe me.
So when you go to FW Web walking in with your faucet, mm-hmm. He goes, oh, here's my $200 customer for the day.
That's actually, the one thing I got to say about FW Web
is they're good.
They will not sell to a homeowner.
Oh, really?
They won't. It's
they're
wholesale.
Professionals?
They will only sell to the wholesale, to the public. They won't.
Excellent.
That's like some window companies are like that, too.
Well, because there's a lot of liability. If they sell you a part that you're going to change, let's say if they sell you a hot water heater and you go and connect that and you don't put the pressure relief valve on it and it blows up inside your house, then there's some obligation to them for selling you something that you're not a professional install. Yeah.
Right.
See, that's like beauty supply places, too. You have to show your license if you want to buy, because that's chemicals that you're buying from them.
Now, how would you know that?
Because when I had to do your hair, Dan, remember?
Lou, you got something to say?
No, I'm okay. Fine. Except that Sharps has saved my butt on more than one occasion, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great store.
When you definitely need help, you want to go into those type of shops.
No, but something goes wrong, I can go right around the corner, and he's open 7 days.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah, those mom-and-pop stores, like you said. There's the Rockies and Lawrence and I think the other ones.
I agree. Let me see. Number six, starting your kitchen faucet or sink replacement an hour before dinner. Mm.
Bad idea if you don't know what you're doing.
Gina, you got something to say?
No, I agree.
Number five. Do we want to go to number five or do we want to go to a commercial?
No, we can go to number five.
Okay. Not sealing threads with plumber's tape or not using plumber's putty on your drain connections.
Would you repeat that, please?
Yeah.
Because I had another thought I was going to talk about when you were talking about sealing threads.
Okay. Not sealing threads with plumber's tape or not using plumber's putty on your drain connections.
Bad idea.
Yeah,
and why would you say that, Gina? Gina, what do you think? Why do you think
it'll leak.
There you go.
Very good. You're absolutely correct.
You're talking about the hole in the sink that you put the plumber's putty around
for the strain. Yeah.
Well, every thread connection.
Every thread connection.
Right. Except for gas, one thing you want to bear in mind, if you are trying to do anything with gas out there, do not use Teflon tape on gas because the chemical in the gas, the additives that they put in the natural gas and the propane will break down the Teflon tape and it will leak.
Who does work on gas, their own gas? That's just stupid.
That is stupid.
There are a lot of people that
just won't pay.
They just we're going to go to Home Depot and they're going to
free cut.
I'll
play with water, but gas I'm not playing with.
There are a lot of people that'll do it, but there is a specific type now. They do make a specific type of thread sealant It's not a Teflon base. It's a different product that you can use on gas. But not you can't just walk into these places and say, I want to roll a Teflon tape and put it on a gas pipe and put it together. You'll have an issue.
Yeah, I told a guy that I work with, I'll just call him Richard. I'm not going to use his last name.
Okay.
And I told him that I had the plumber come in and take care of the gas for me. Oh, he says, you don't know how to do it yourself. And he looks at everybody in the room like I'm like gone or something, that I couldn't do my own gas. And I'm like, well, actually, I'd rather not touch the stuff. And plus, if something goes wrong, I don't want to get in trouble.
No, what people don't realize, too, is there are tip brackets on all the new equipment. I mean, the federal guidelines for doing things today is much different than it used to be. Flexible connectors can only be a certain length. They have to be Massachusetts approved. You need to put the tip brackets on the stoves no matter what the application is. And that's because in the old days they'd have brass flexible connectors on a stove in the middle of the kitchen. Some kid would whip the door open and stand on it to see what's on top of the stove, have a tip over on him, get hurt,
right.
Maybe break the gas line.
Yeah,
so,
there's just some stuff that I don't feel right touching. Gas, electricity. I'll shut off all the power in the house just to change like a light fixture in one room. And I still go up there, like, shaking, scared that I'm going to get zapped.
You're listening to us on 1110
AM. What's so funny about you
laughing? WCCM. No, I just had a. I just wanted to give the ID and
right.
Let people know.
I think they know by now.
We're talking to John and Gina, but there are some FCC regulations. Am I correct?
Oh, there are?
Yeah, no, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
That we have to
WCCM.
Identify ourselves.
Okay.
So that
wow,
people
you're
know who
good.
Hey, remember I used to do this. If you want to call in for John and Gina, any questions on plumbing, they're right here. They know what they're talking about, as you can tell if you've been listening. You can reach us at 978-687-8005 or toll free 877-687-8005. Good, then we're on Dan's top 10. We're on number 4 now.
Very good. Actually, I got these from Mrs. Tara Plumbing. That's the website that I got them from.
Mrs. Tara Plumbing.
Yes. Okay, number 4. You don't want to go to a commercial break yet.
No, there's only our commercials. There's no big deal.
Okay, so people know.
Then we'll do John. We'll give John his.
Are you going to be doing a commercial?
Maybe I'd contemplate it.
Okay, good. Buying Chief off-brand faucets, especially for behind-the-wall installations.
Not a good idea.
Why?
Well, typically when you buy off-brand products and stuff like that, and you got to remember that not everywhere you purchase something that you bury inside the wall, you're going to be able to get repair parts for, depending on whether you go. If you go with a big manufacturer, if you're buying something that's from Kohler or Simmons or Delta or Moen, those are typically parts that you can get at any supply house, anywhere. And if you don't, the manufacturer has enough longevity that they keep repair parts for you for an older faucet that you can fix them.
And are some of those guaranteed for life? You just let them know when they...
Actually, Kohler, we put a lot of Kohler shower valves in, and we like them. And Kohler will... For the life of the valve, if you buy a shower valve and you are the homeowner, the end user, and you contact them and you tell them that your shower valve is leaking, they will send you, they will mail the parts directly to you to repair that faucet as long as you live there.
Yeah, I've had that with Delta. Delta's done that. They've sent
right.
me the repair.
Right. They will.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3, not turning off the house main water valve before starting your plumbing project.
Could be a problem if you don't know what you're doing to begin with, right?
Well, you should shut it off all the time, right?
Is that like...
Every fixture in Massachusetts I can speak about, that they have, there's a law that every fixture has to have its own shut-off valve located underneath it or near it, like a toilet or a kitchen sink or a bathroom sink. So you could shut it off, but it doesn't necessarily mean when you shut it off the valve works. It doesn't necessarily mean that it hasn't been shut off in 10 years and you shut it off and the washer breaks and then you got no water pressure and... You know, there could be different issues, so it's probably a good idea if you're going to do it to at least look for the signs. At least shut the valves off underneath the sink, turn the water on, make sure it's not coming out, and then go ahead with your project. But
back to that same studio. Can I help you? I want to drink water. Turn on anything.
This house sure going crazy. All right. Okay, number 2 of the top mistakes you can make with plumbing. having your friend or relative there to give you advice, or letting your wife slash husband watch.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I have a friend of mine. I don't want to say any names or anything like that. And he's a great guy and everything. But when it comes to doing anything around the house, he doesn't do anything. His wife does everything, including putting tile down on the floor.
Are you talking about me?
No, I wasn't talking about you.
But now the truth is out.
No, she did put some tile down. And, you know, I love her to death and all that. She'll take on projects and just... She's got to go. You better not be talking about me.
Did she fix the pool? Did she fix the pool, or was that you?
That was me.
That was you? That's why it's still leaking, right?
No, there's a new pool. Oh, now you're being a funny guy again. No, the pool's fine. The pool is fine, okay? But she did put tile down, and, I mean, they're just like those stick-on silly things that I would never
do
myself. She did it, but... You know,
I can't believe you're saying that
later,
about your wife and talking like that on the radio. She's going
to
be listening. Oh, my God.
I say it to her face.
I know, but saying it to her is one thing. Saying it to everybody else that's listening is another thing.
Oh, stop it, John. Stop it. You always take her side because you know that she'll tear you apart.
You know what this means now? If you have a plumbing problem, Gina can't help.
Why?
Because she's a relative. This is not to have relatives help you.
Gina's the exception.
That's
to the
different.
Rule.
She's exception to the rule because that's what she does.
She's a professional, right?
Yes.
All right. And the number one mistake you can make. Should we go to a commercial?
No.
Okay.
No, this isn't American Idol.
Starting the job and then deciding to call a plumber.
Yeah.
That's when it costs you the most. It would be less if you call us to do it right the first time than it would be to fix something you did after.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you got to pay for stupidity.
Yes.
That's not so much that. It's whatever you ruin or whatever has to be replaced other than what you originally wanted to do is where it costs you.
There's an urgency pay, too.
Now there's an urgency pay, absolutely.
And there were the plumbing top 10 worst things you could do.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. We're with John and Gina talking about plumbing tips.
And please call in if you get a plumbing question.
978-687-8005. We'll be right back.
I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Boopa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.boopa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
And we're back. You're listening. This is the new R&D radio show. And R&D is
formerly the Wedding Tips
radio show. Wedding Tips radio is on hiatus.
Yes.
Which is what they say when they take your show off the air on television, that the show is on hiatus. Meaning
kind of like the groom leaving the bride for a little while. He needs a break.
Or he's working.
Or he's working.
Because he's still working. Because we're still working. I think Charlie's calling.
oh, no. I didn't go.
Do we have a caller, Lou?
Yeah.
Oh, we have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I got another hint for you guys.
Go ahead.
If you need something from the old type plumbing and stuff on, for your farts, let's go to RoboShort Hardware in Methuen. They have a lot of old stuff up there.
Oh, for the older faucets?
Yes.
That's like the old, like, handle ones that, like...
All kinds of
all
stuff.
Kinds.
All kinds.
All kinds.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I got an old house, and that's where I go for my farts.
Good tip. Thank you.
Thank
that's
you.
Great.
Thank you. Nice show.
John, do you go to...
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John, you go to RoboShort?
I do go to RoboShots, yes, I do. I like to support them. They've been in Methuen for quite some time.
They're the ones right over near the square there.
They're
right
over near the square,
I
yeah,
thought
downtown.
Weren't they closing down a few years back?
No, I think that, you know, I think that the smaller stores, they hurt just as well as actually more so than some of the bigger chains. They, you know, the inventory and stuff like that you can afford to keep with, you know, cash flow and stuff like that makes it a little bit difficult, but... They're good people, and they certainly do offer to help, and they will put on anything on order that you need,
absolutely.
You know. So,
which is why support the local guy when you can. The small vendor, you know, help them out. Help the small business people.
Right.
I don't know if you're old enough, but I remember when I was a kid, there was just a drugstore like on every other corner.
Right.
And now you don't see that.
Right.
And it used to be nice. You go in the drugstore, they had the fountains.
Yeah.
You could get soda, and the soda, when they made it, was they squirted the Coke in the glass and then put the soda water in. So you know, and now you don't see that. I mean, even the ice cream parlors don't have that stuff anymore, but it's like the corner store is gone. Those have all been replaced by like White Hens or 7-Elevens.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
But a lot of times it's the local guys that are there instead of you having to drive miles to get to a big name store, the local guy's there and he's there to help you out too.
Right.
To support your local vendors. Speaking of which, if you need a plumber, call John. John, this is his email address if you need him. It's John Saluski. That's Salusky. This is all lowercase, one word, at yahoo.com. Or you can call him at 603-234-6614. He is licensed in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. You've heard the wealth of knowledge he's given us, so he knows what he's doing.
Hey, I've had John do a lot of stuff in my house, and, you know, I can say that he does good work. He'll talk your ear off. If you like listening, he's the perfect guy for you. But I think a lot of plumbers are like that anyway.
But did he explain what he was doing as he was doing it?
No, he's talking about everything else as he's doing it. You know, so he's not explaining what he's doing. He's talking about like his
vacation.
Well,
why would I tell you what I'm doing? Then you don't need me anymore.
Yes, he does, but he does because he's not licensed.
Well, I'd have my wife watching you, and she'd do it. No, that's not true. You know what? Anytime there's a little leak, she's on the phone with John.
Actually, Gina, that's the chain.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Call Gina and then John.
Yeah.
Okay. Because. But seriously, folks, John Saluski at yahoo.com, 603-234-6614. Like I said, licensed in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Give him a call if you have anything going wrong with your plumbing, gas, water, shower, toilet, whatever.
Right.
Typically, what's now, every time I've had something go wrong, it's always been like on a Saturday, Sunday, or a holiday, so you have to pay emergency fees. And
it depends. I mean, it varies. I mean, it depends on whether you're a customer, whether you have longevity with a company or not. I mean, they'll send people up and take that into consideration when it comes to invoicing for the job that needs to be done. And sometimes, not so much with the bigger companies. With the bigger companies, they're going to charge a minimum to come in the door, and they're going to charge an overtime rate and that type of thing. But some of the smaller companies, you know, like you said, the smaller local companies that you support will support you as well. It's not always about the dollar with them. It's about the customer being satisfied as well.
Well, this is my new number on the plumber now.
Oh,
so.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
See?
It's... And I hope I don't have anything coming up, but I know who to call from now on.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's right.
So, Dan, you had something else that was on your mind.
Completely different from plumbing.
Okay.
That's
shocking.
Okay.
Sorry, that's
weird. And that was great discussion, by the way, and you guys feel free to join in. But
Thank you.
City of Lawrence, Leaf Bag Collection, you used to always know that it was going to be every other week. Like, say, whatever section you live. I live on the Tower Hill side, so,
so like
it used to be
recycling,
every other Friday.
They do it every other week?
Yeah, they pick up the leaf bags, and now they've kind of... They've kind of changed that, and I've seen like people leave their bags out not knowing when they're going to be coming to pick them up. And I think my neighbor might have even gotten a ticket because I saw a policeman pull up out there, and he was like looking at the leaf bags, and I saw him like jotting some stuff down. So they might be getting a little bill in the mail. But I just wanted to throw out the fact that Lawrence actually has a website that you can go to. I'll plug it for them too. I'm not getting paid for this. I wasn't called to do this. I just feel that it's free advice that I want to send out to any people from Lawrence who might be listening. And you might have had your leaf bags sitting out there for like 2 weeks now.
So you're not on the Lawrence payroll?
Not yet.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens. But anyway, it's lawrenceonline.com. And if you go to the departments section, they get all the departments listed. You get all the public works. And it tells you when they will be picking up those leaf bags. Because then you can kind of like plan your yard work around the city of Lawrence. I don't know if Methuen's probably the same way, so, you know.
But they must have a dump that you can take that stuff to as well, anyway.
Not in Lawrence anymore.
What's your address,
get rid of
Dan?
The dump. I think the closest dump might be Haverhill.
What's your address, Dan?
Why do you ask?
Take it to the...
Oh, actually, the dump's in Haverhill now.
Dump's always been in Haverhill.
Actually, used to be the one in Lawrence.
I don't know if that's still open.
I think it is.
You're talking about the landfill on Ward Hill?
I'm pretty sure because when I do my gutting out of my pantry, I was doing some investigating, and the company that I spoke with said that they bring their stuff to Haverhill.
Oh, okay.
So
that doesn't mean it's legal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There is a place in New Hampshire for construction debris that'll take it on Route 38.
Even if you're from Mass?
Yep, they'll take it. What they do is they charge you by weight. Doesn't matter where it comes from. They charge you by weight, and they have a facility there where they handle all the construction debris.
And you don't have to. Do you need a permit or anything? Do you need
you drive
sticker on your car?
No, you drive in on the scales, and they weigh you, and then they weigh you on the way out, and they tell you how much it is. That's
no kidding, huh?
Yep.
We have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Say you have a faucet that you're not particularly crazy about, and she wants to get a new one, and she's gone to one of the bigger stores and got one. Now, when she calls the plumber, will he come and put it in?
It depends. In Massachusetts, they have a requirement. No, they have a requirement depending on where it comes from. It has to have an ASME number on the product. To be accepted in Massachusetts to install it. If it has an ASME number, then a plumber probably will install it, but they won't warranty the faucet. They'll warranty their workmanship, but they won't warranty the faucet. So
that's reasonable.
Yep. So if you have a problem with it or something like that, then you would obviously have to have them come back and pay them for that and get your part wherever you purchase your faucet.
Oh, okay. I understand that. All right. I'll tell her that. ASME number, you said it has that one.
Right. It's an ASME number.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hold on, ma'am.
That's okay. There's a question for you. I was just saying, is that a requirement in Massachusetts?
In Massachusetts,
if you're selling it?
You have to have a product listing. It has to be listed with the Board of State Examiners. It has to be approved by the Board of State Examiners in Massachusetts in order for you to be able to install any product, whether it be a stove, a dishwasher, a sink, a faucet, anything.
Thank you, ma'am.
That was a very good question. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right.
So I could buy something in New Hampshire that doesn't have an ASME number?
You could, yes.
Ah, okay. That's something to keep in mind. Right.
And incidentally, in Methuen, it better have an ASME number on it.
Okay, because is that something that the inspector looks for?
Looks for specifically, yes, especially if he knows it's coming from.
And is that the same with Haverhill?
It's pretty much the same everywhere. But
so why would you want to go to buy one without it?
No, I'm just saying, my thought was...
He was saying avoid the mistake.
Yeah, you may go over the line to New Hampshire, and even if you go to a mom and pop store in New Hampshire,
right.
You may buy something and bring it back home to Massachusetts.
Not realizing that
it's you're essentially putting something illegal in.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I wanted to throw something out there because I am a plumber and I do buy from the professional supply houses around here, and some of the products that they're selling at Home Depot. I just want people to be informed that the way it was communicated to me, because there was a price difference on something, my father happened to want to have a new toilet installed in his house. And I said to him, well, geez, you know, I'll, you know, call a supply house and I'll get this toilet for you and I'll, you know, I'll install it for you and maybe we can save a few bucks. Incidentally, the price was less at Home Depot and it was an insulated tank that came along with it where it wasn't at the supply house. But I was informed in questioning them why it was more money to buy from them as a professional tradesperson with a discount than it was if you buy at Home Depot. One of the things that I was told, I don't know if it's necessarily true or not, but something to look into, is some of the products, this particular manufacturer manufactures the products in America. They're made in the United States. The products that are there are not made in the United States. The products that are there are made in foreign countries, which happened to be the case in this instance. And the quality is different in the product. So, you know, just be aware of it. If you're buying it, be aware of what you're buying.
Okay.
That's quite true, because most of the stuff is, everything that you look today is made in China. Which scares me a lot of times, because you don't know. I honestly feel you don't know what the stuff is made of anymore. I really don't. I mean, because the kids' toys being made with lead paint, and where I don't think the regulations are there like we have in this country.
Now, when they flush a toilet in China, does the water spin the other way?
Yes, it does.
It does, right?
No, that's in the southern.
Or is that Europe?
No, that's the southern part. You have to be south of the equator.
Is that how that is?
That's Australia.
I don't really know. Now I'm talking about something I don't know anything about.
You don't know, but you've never questioned that, being a plumber? You've never...
Why would I? I've never had that problem.
It's never worked in the southern hemisphere.
Has brought that up?
Right.
As long as it's going counterclockwise, because he's in north of the equator, it goes counterclockwise. If you're south of the equator, it goes clockwise.
You should have been a plumber.
Australia, it goes clockwise.
Okay.
As long as it goes down.
The most important thing is as long as it goes. That's right. That's right.
I was in a restroom. Where was I? Was it at the wedding?
Nothing like a good bathroom story.
Yes.
Well, it's still backed up. That's why he's going to tell you the story.
Well, there was a sign for the flushing, and it said pull up for liquid waste and push down for solid waste.
They have new products out there, incidentally, that you can have federal tax credits on, that when you install them, whether
it
be...
Well, the thing is about the two different flushes.
That's what I'm
here,
getting
one
to.
One was 1 gallon.
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay,
absolutely.
Go ahead. All right.
Because for the solids, you're going to need more water.
Right.
And for the liquid, you're not. For the dilution, it's going to flow. So that's the reason why. And a lot of those are green apparatuses, shall we say, that... You know, you can get federal credits for when you're doing things. Bear in mind that, you know, if you put gas appliances in that are 90% efficient or better, there is also credits from the gas companies and stuff like that.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Yeah. Up for one, down for two.
All right. Now, I know we're coming to the end of the show here, but we were talking about the spin, and you're talking about north of the equator, south of the equator. Now, if you're right on the equator, does it even spin at all?
No, it just goes straight down.
Goes down.
Straight down.
Straight down. There's no spin at all. No spin at all.
No spin.
Okay.
Well, it's like the Massachusetts-New Hampshire line. You pay... tax on this side,
right.
And if you go on this side,
there's
no tax. Well, it's the same thing. If you're on this side, it's going to turn one way, and if you're on this side, it's going to turn the other way.
Now he's confused. I mean, Gina, you confused?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I think we're finishing up, right? What do we got, Lowe?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Anybody have anything else to say here? John,
John plug the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you plug your business? Do you have a name for your company?
No, I work for myself, and I work for a close clientele of people, people that come to me by reference.
So you're known as John.
Yeah, just John Salusky, that's all.
John Salusky.
John the Wrench.
John the Wrench, there you
John
go.
The Wrench.
I like it. That's a good name. That
is
stick.
Good.
John the Wrench.
That's his mob name, John the Wrench.
John the Wrench. It was Lou the Wrench, wasn't it?
Lou the Wrench. Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
With Gina the Flex.
Gina the Flex.
Hey, that may be a good idea. John the Wrench and Gina the Flex.
There you go.
That's it. That'll be a catchy name. People would remember that.
Created here at WCCM.
Yeah, at the R&D radio show.
That's correct.
Research and development, research and discussion.
And Lou is sitting there rolling his eyes.
No.
We want to thank John and Gina. And again, if you need John, 603-234-6614. We'll be back next week with the R&D radio show.
We didn't mention Golden Earring.
I was wondering about that, actually.
What's up?
The Golden Earring?
I was wondering when the Golden Earring reference
was coming. Yeah, we almost went without it. What happened, Ron?
Well, see, there you go, Dan.
Thank
I'm
goodness.
Glad you got that in there.
Okay. They canceled their Royal Beach concert for the summer, by the way, just so that everybody knows, so don't be going.
We'll see you next week, folks. So hard.